drive, and I remember getting on the air way back in the day, and I was saying, I dare you. You got a lot of money, don't do with it. Here's something to do with it. Because it means you're going to help produce.
Can help someone else.
Not, and then it's going to come back, because we're going to learn about ourselves, love ourselves better, be less anxious, less stressed, less possibly angry about not knowing, not fitting in, not believing in ourselves, and we'll probably chill a lot better. And we're becoming more sensitive to belonging when we go there.
It's like
come
a
back here
spiritual
and feel
transformation.
That. It is absolutely.
Yeah.
Every time I go there, I feel that. And when I come back, I feel more at ease because I know the things here that bother me, but I know I can go and get a real good break from that. You know, like you see every community, a lot of the cities, you see the Italian community, the Asian community. You have,
it's very convenient.
Yeah, you see a lot of home-based communities. That's important to have that home base, that source base. We can go back among folks who are...
Hi, this is Jonathan Paley of the Nervous Eaters, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXE Acra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXE 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Monday, January 2nd, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM WGXE, including at 11 a.m. Brendan Donegan is live from the WGXE Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street, and he's playing three artists from Canada. There's new music throughout the afternoon from the Deep Threes and Vital Weekly program.
I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark. I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter.
I feel it in me like the beating of life.
Yes, beloved, hallelujah. I know there's going to be some brighter days. Why I know? How I know? Because I say there's a bright side somewhere. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and around the world at WGXC.org. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bright Side Somewhere show with Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying Happy New Year, blessed New Year, healthy and prosperous New Year to all of you who are listening out there. And to my friend and my brother, our audio engineer extraordinaire, Randall Martin, Happy New Year, blessed New Year, healthy, happy, and prosperous to you and to yours. And I was asking him how he was doing, and he told me he is on empty. He's running on fumes this morning, beloved. He's been doing all that New Year's Eve partying.
No. I've been doing a lot of New Year's Eve working at parties and at events. But what a great way to start the new year with some new gospel music.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Last night, we did Watts Night Service with the Payne and Me Church, and we did Holy Communion, and just had a blessed time virtually, a virtual experience. And we just thank God for the way we were able to start this new year. Hallelujah. Wherever you were, with family or friends, or even if it was just you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. New year has begun. Not a God thing, it's a man thing, but hallelujah. God, we say, let the new year ring. Amen. Let the new year ring. That was Brighter Days by an artist named Blessing Offer. Blessing Offer. I don't know if that's his entertainment name or his given name, but what a blessing. Brighter days. I know there's going to be some brighter days. And well, that's what we do, beloved. We bring brighter day music to you. Music with a heart, the mind, and the soul. Amen. And so we have a lineup for you. 8 songs back to back, 34 minutes, the uninterrupted music. First things first, Consumed by Fire. Life Means So Much by Chris Rice, New Creation, Mac Powell, You're Doing It All Again, Todd Delaney featuring Nicole Harris, Bigger with J.J. Hairston featuring Travis Green and Denicia Ballard, Greater with Jekyll Carr, and Something Good by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. You haven't seen it yet. Danny Gokey, and after all of that good music with a message for your heart, your mind, and your soul, I'll be back with a spiritual social commentary that will do that too. God bless you. Listen in. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here with me on WGXC. Here we are. First things first.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. I
only want you. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first, to live your truth, walk your ways, set my eyes, Lord, I fix my face on you. All my desires reversed, to keep the first thing first. I give it all, my life in offering, my heart is yours, so have your way in me. Your kingdom's all I wanna see. I don't wanna love what the world loves. No, I don't wanna chase what the world does. I only want you. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first.
Sketching. Teach us to count the Nobody's poor. We get 24 hours each. So how are you gonna spend? Will you invest or squander? Try to get ahead or help someone who's under. Teach us to count the days. Teach us to make the days count. Lead us in better ways.
From my head into my heart. When I was made my mistakes. There I can know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of a tragedy. You turned my old song into a symphony. And with your spirit living inside of me, I'm a new creation.
That's why we dance in liberty, 'cause you're doing it all again.
every promise, every word spoken.
I believe every word you say. I receive all your promises.
Oh my God.
I won't be moved by what I see. I'll keep my eyes on what you show me.
Bigger. Say bigger.
Bigger.
Now if you're not believing for nothing, just chill. But if you're believing for a promise from God, lift your hands and receive it. Come on, receive it.
I believe
every word
you say.
And I receive all your promises.
All your promises.
Man, I won't be
moved.
Every promise is
bigger.
I will stand
still and see
what
it will be.
It will be
bigger and better than ever.
Supported radio for opening ears. This is Pastor Kim with the Ministries, your perpetual optimist, wishing you happy new year. It's going to be bigger. is going to be greater, exceedingly abundantly, more than you can think or ask. It's going to be more than that. I decree and I declare it in your life.
I would be. beating in the spirit. I feel I'm pressing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
This is your
good. Right now, something good. Yes, beloved, something good is coming to you right now. My God, my God, I feel it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, something good is coming. Hallelujah, greater is coming, bigger is coming. Hallelujah, you're a believer, you're serving, you're seeking. God's got something for you. It's coming. Hallelujah. I thank God today, beloved, to be here with you once more and again. You know, that New Year calendar, it does something for me. It makes me feel like I got a fresh start, a new chance, a new day. Hallelujah. To seek God in a new way. I get excited about New Year's Day. And beloved, I came to you this morning with the songs, with a message that's on my mind. Yes, beloved, that we ought to put first things first. Hallelujah. On this first day of the new year, let us get a made up mind to put first things first. Hallelujah. I like the visual with that song in the video. It shows, amen, a father, and he's at this computer, his laptop, and you know he's working, and this child comes to him with the baseball mitt and the glove, and he keeps putting the child off, but then a light bulb comes on in his mind, and he closes that laptop and picks up that baseball mitt and puts first things first. Spend a little time with the children. Come on here, somebody. I've heard so many people say, and I can say it too. Hallelujah. Amen. Your children, amen, they're not going to be thanking you later on down the line for the things that you gave them as much as they will the time that you gave them. Come on here, somebody, that you went to their event, that you played with them, that you took them places and did things with them. Hallelujah. We have this opportunity in the new year, amen, to do it different, and hallelujah, to do it better. Yes, we do. Life means so much, beloved. It means so much. We all get 24 hours in a day. How are you going to spend your time this year? There's a song that we sing, only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for him is going to be counted in the end. Only what you do for Christ will last. I'm talking to the folks out there, the landlords and the developers, hallelujah. When you get to heaven, God's not going to ask how many properties you own, how big was your real estate portfolio. God's going to ask you, what did you do for the homeless? Come on here, somebody. Did you help somebody less fortunate than yourself? Did you use your wealth, your power, your influence, amen, to help lift somebody up? Hallelujah, beside yourself. God is going to want to know, what did you do for Christ? He gave us a list of things he wanted us to do. Hallelujah. He wanted us to be his witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth. He wanted us to look out for the widow and the orphan and the stranger, the sick. He wanted us to care about the prisoner. Hallelujah. He wanted us, amen, to feed the hungry and clothe the naked. Hallelujah. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. He's not going to ask you about how many luxury trips you took or how many luxury cars you owned or how big your wardrobe was with designer duds. He wants to know, beloved, what did you do for Christ? He's not going to ask about how many vacations you had and how many occasions you celebrated that didn't include him. He's going to want to know, beloved. Hallelujah. What are we going to do? We get 24 hours in a day, just the same. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Doesn't matter if you're black or white. Doesn't matter if you're red or yellow. Doesn't matter if you're something in between. Doesn't matter if you don't even know who you are, what you are. He's still going to have you hold account. What did you do with the time that I gave you? Hallelujah. And remember, beloved, what you do for Christ will be counted in the end. The word of God, hallelujah, encourages us to seek first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. In Matthew chapter 6, We read Jesus in his speech on the Sermon on the Mount, and he's telling the people, don't worry about your clothes. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Oh, all these things will be taken care of. We have been taught and we have been trained in our education system from the messaging and the family and the people around us that those are the things we're supposed to focus on. And those are the things that we're supposed to care about. And yes, Lord, hallelujah, God knows that those are practical needs. Basic necessities. But when he tells us, amen, don't worry about those things, he's saying, don't put so much emphasis and focus on those things and neglect the weightier things and neglect the eternal things. Hallelujah. Because, beloved, there's no U-Haul behind a hearse. Hallelujah. When you stand up before him, hallelujah, he's going to ask you, what did you do for Christ? That will be counted in the end. Hallelujah. Different faith traditions have it in different ways, but it all boils down to the same thing. I am my brother's keeper, taking care, hallelujah, and loving God and loving my neighbor like I love myself. Praise be to God. That, oh God, hallelujah, beloved, that is, amen, motivation and inspiration for us, not an indictment. Hallelujah, but an inspiration. Hallelujah. When we look back in 2022, amen, and we can look back and we can check off the boxes. Yeah, I helped somebody out. Yeah, I did something good for God. Yeah, hallelujah, that's a good feeling. Look back in 2022 and say it was all about me, me, me. Well, beloved, we don't have to take that into 2023. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God, my God. God has some things that he's up to in the unseen as well as the seen. And those under the sound of my voice, you are already blessed. Hallelujah. Yes, we know there are people who are less fortunate than we are. And we know there are people that are struggling. We know there are people who are living in places where there's tyranny, where there are tyrants and despots. And we know there are people who are living right now with bombs bursting in the air. But God has spared us, beloved, and we're not there. We are here and we are blessed among people in this world. What are we going to do with our blessings is the question before us on this new year day. I submit to you, beloved, that going into this new year, you want to sit and get in the presence of God. You want to meditate, contemplate, pray, and seek God for how he wants you to go into 2023. Hallelujah. My saying and my song, I borrow from the words of Kirk Franklin, bless me, bless me, bless me, God indeed. Hallelujah. So those around me can have the things they need. Bless me, bless me. Hallelujah. Bless me more indeed, God. So all the folks that's with me can have the things they need. Hallelujah, beloved. We starting a new year. God has got something in store for those of us who are seeking him and believing him and surrender to him and willing to be used by him to be a blessing. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be greater. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, because the sign of the cross is a plus sign. And my God doesn't operate in dividing. And my God doesn't operate in this, in detracting. But he is a positive God that's telling us to go forward, hallelujah, into the new year with him. Holding on to his hand, beloved. Don't quit in the dip, hallelujah. But keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord. It's going to be good, something good. You may haven't seen it yet, but it's coming. This is Pastor Kim. I'm your perpetual optimist. And this is my spiritual social commentary for today, the first day of the new year, 2023, in our Lord. And we got more music for you, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. Believe you will. Believe you will. Jeremy Rosado.
I don't walk by myself when I go through the valley of shadows. I know that you're here with me. I'm not out of reach.
I'm everything but afraid when I'm walking into the battle. I've been in places just like this. What you did before, you will again. You will turn this into something good. Show up right on time for me. Do everything you said you would. I believe you will turn my sorrow into joy. Calm the storm with just your voice. Do everything you said you would. I believe you will. I believe that your plan for my life is a hope and a future. Even in my greatest pain, nothing goes to waste. Every tear I've cried just waters the garden. Oh, I know it will be worth the harvest. You've kept every promise, and I know you will again. You will turn this into something good. Show up right on time for me. Do everything you said you would. I believe you will turn my sorrow into joy. Just your voice. Do everything you said you would. I believe you will. Work miracles, the impossible. For me, God, I believe. Yes, I believe you will. Work miracles, the impossible.
Yes, I believe God will do it every time. Well, we're out of time right now, but the Lord saying the same. We'll be back next Sunday with more Bright Side. I want to again extend blessings to you and yours for this New Year's Day and all through January to December of 2023. Today is the last day of Kwanzaa. It is the day that is dedicated to faith. The word Imani, faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Seek God. Amen. Every day, every morning, in every way that you can, you'll find he's right there and he ain't going nowhere. I want to say happy birthday to our January babies. Amen. And may you have a wonderful 365 resolution around the sun in this year, new year. And beloved, we're looking forward to having a Martin Luther King celebration at the Shiloh Baptist Church on Sunday the 16th. We'll be giving you more information next Sunday. And we hope you'll join us and meet us there. We're getting ready to get out of here. But before we go, we have one more song for you. It is by Kirk Franklin featuring Shirley Caesar. And it says, I'm ready. Are you ready for the new year? Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, it's here. And I'm out of here. Remember, no matter how gray the day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still here. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hang in there. God love you. God bless you. And so do I. Mr. Kirk Franklin, friends, I'm ready.
What? Come on.
can use me. I give you my heart, I give you my soul.
My life.